God Reveals His Justice and Love, February 13. Love is the fulfilling of the law. After the fall of our first parents, Christ declared that in order to save man from the penalty of sin, he would come to the world to conquer Satan on the enemy's own battlefield. The controversy that began in heaven was to be continued on the earth. In this controversy, much was to be involved. Vast interests were at stake. Before the inhabitants of the heavenly universe were to be answered the questions, is God's law imperfect, in need of amendment or abrogation, or is it immutable? Is God's government in need of change, or is it stable? Before Christ's first advent, the sin of refusing to conform to God's law had become widespread. Apparently, Satan's power was growing. His warfare against heaven was becoming more and more determined. A crisis had been reached. With an intense interest, God's movements were watched by the heavenly angels. Would he come forth from his place to punish the inhabitants of the world for their iniquity? Would he send fire or flood to destroy them? All heaven waited the bidding of their commander to pour out the vials of wrath upon a rebellious world. One word from him, one sign, and the world would have been destroyed. The world's unfallen would have said, Amen. Thou art righteous, O God, because thou hast exterminated rebellion. But God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God might have sent his Son to condemn, but he sent him to save. Christ came as a Redeemer. No words can describe the effect of this movement on the heavenly angels. With wonder and admiration, they could only exclaim, Herein is love. Christ entered upon his mission of mercy, and from the manger to the cross was beset by the enemy. Satan contested every inch of ground, exerting his utmost power to overcome him. Like a tempest, temptation after temptation beat upon him. But the more mercilessly they fell, the more firmly did the Son of God cling to the hand of his Father, and press on in the blood-stained path. The severity of the conflict through which Christ passed was proportionate to the vastness of the interests involved in his success or failure. Satan sought to overthrow Christ, in order that he himself might continue to reign in this world as supreme. The Father, the Son, and Lucifer have been revealed in their true relation to one another. God has given unmistakable evidence of his justice and his love.